As World Cup play continues across Brazil, the country is gearing up to host the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. Among the concerns is that the sailing venue near Rio de Janeiro is too polluted to hold any event, says local biologist Mario Moscatelli.
As autoridades brasileiras parecem que vivem num mundo paralelo.
Moscatelli says government authorities don't see trash accumulating in the mangroves and certainly aren't managing it. The same story is playing out globally in a trail of plastic that washes from roads into streams and rivers, eventually making its way to beaches and oceans. Over time, it accumulates in the water column and never goes away. That's because plastic is synthetic. It doesn't biodegrade. It simply breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces, says Nancy Wallace, who heads the Marine Debris Program for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
There's chemicals in plastic that can leach out into the oceans, but then there's also a lot of chemicals and pollutants in the oceans. So things like DDT that are outlawed now, but their legacy compounds that are still in the ocean, they will go on to the plastics because of the properties. And because of that, then they're on those plastics when those fish are ingesting them.
Potentially moving dangerous toxins up the food chain back to human consumers, Wallace says. Humans cause the problem, and humans can solve it, she adds.
By using less single-use items, by recycling our items, by disposing of those properly and making sure that they're going where they should be going, we can really make a huge difference. It's really about caring about the environment and knowing that we are the ones that impact it.
Plastic accounts for $13 billion in damage to marine habitat, according to a United Nations report released at this week's Environment Assembly in Nairobi, Kenya. Richard Madison is CEO of Trucost, the company that calculated those figures. Speaking by Skype, he points out that the report promotes an alternative, a business model that opens new markets for sustainable plastic products.
You could, for example, replace the use of virgin raw materials for plastic, which is oil, with bio-based products. You could reduce the energy intensity of plastics production by using renewable energy sources. We could reuse bottles in our households many, many times over if we wish to, rather than just bin it after a first use. We could, when we get rid of that plastic, recycle it and reuse it, which replaces the need for virgin raw materials.
The report calls for companies to better measure, manage, and disclose information about the use and disposal of plastics, says Andrew Russell, director of the Plastic Disclosure Project, which released the report at the Nairobi meeting.
We see the opportunities for them to save money, quite frankly, and we also see them to be much more aware, much more cognizant of risks they face in the environment from a reputation perspective or from a regulatory perspective. And if they think about plastics the same way they do other things, then I think these opportunities will present themselves.
Russell says that by putting a new value on plastic, industry has an incentive to help clean up the environment, but adds that all sectors of society must join to address the problem. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.